following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Sorry the show is starting late, but I had some international calling problems getting our guest on the show. We have two international guests on the show today. The first half of the show we're doing with, you know him as Professor Dr. Andro. I'm going to refer to him as Adele. We're going to be talking about fish oil. Everybody is high on fish oil, but not all of the information about fish oil is promising, and we're going to be discussing the pros and cons of fish oil supplementation. Second half of the show, we're going to be talking about peptides with Professor Philip Filimonov from the UK, and we're going to be talking specifically about the peptides CJC-1295, GHRP, and PT-141, which may be the only known true real aphrodisiac known to humankind. So let's not waste any more time. Professor Dr. Andro, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm so sorry about the problem. I had problems. The number that you sent me, I kept dialing it and dialing it, and I finally figured out I had to drop some of the leading digits, and then it finally went through. But okay, so you're here, and we have a very important subject to talk about, and I'm going to refer to you as Adele.
Yes.
Let's clear something up real quick. There are those on Facebook that wanted to know once if you were actually a professor. And while you don't have your professorship yet, you do teach at university, correct?
Yes, I do teach at the university, but I'm not in the in the medical department, but in the physics department. I'm actually not a professional expert on medicine, but that's rather my hobby, medicine and exercise and nutrition science.
Okay, very good, very good. So we've established that you are an academician, and that is the case. But we're going to refer to you as Adele because you would like to maintain some form of anonymity for your professional purposes, and we'll just leave it at that. Okay, fish oil has been touted and taken in large, large doses. Many people say that it is an anti-inflammatory, perhaps the most profound anti-inflammatory we know. Even the pharmaceutical industry has embraced fish oil in an effort to create cholesterol-lowering products. But not everything about fish oil is positive. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Because, in effect, inflammation has its purpose on its own. I think you have done the show that the title was something like Inflammation, the Cause of All Disease, or something like that.
Right.
And, in fact, I think that inflammation is rather a sign often of a disease. So let me give you an example. If you are playing with fire at home and your home burns down, then you are probably calling the firefighters. And when the firefighters come and your neighbor sees them, he will ask you, hey, why are those firefighters at your house? And then you give them the answer, well, my house is burning. Then this is not the answer why the house is burning, but just that it is burning. And science is currently fixated upon inflammation as the cause of all evil, but it may as well only be an overt sign of underlying disease.
Okay, and that probably is very accurate. I would have to give way to that. Inflammation is probably not it's not causative, it's corollary. In other words, the things that are causing inflammation are the root of the diseases, but it's clear that inflammation seems to be one of the components of most of what is considered metabolic syndrome in this day and age.
Yes, in fact. And when you look at the studies, you will find that inflammation itself is already caused by obesity. So there are scientists who speculate that if you become obese, then with a certain degree of obesity, your adipose tissue does not get enough oxygen. And if it's suffering from oxygen shortage, it's like calling the firefighters. It's sending inflammatory signals. And then the cascade starts. And in this case, fish oil might help because it blocks the cytokines that are the markers or the, you may say, the signs of inflammation, and thus blocks the immune system from attacking your adipose tissue. And in fact, the whole cascade does not begin if you are able to block these cytokines. And what fish oil does is basically protecting you from starting the cascade.
Okay. So that all sounds like a good reason to take fish oil. Also, it has some antithrombotic effects, correct? It thins the blood slightly, which is it could be protective as well, correct?
Yes, this could be protective, but on the other hand, it's, you could be at risk of bleeding.
Okay, and yes, if it's taken to an excess, right.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay, so what is it that could potentially be bad about fish oil then? It sounds like everything we're talking about, if taken in moderation, promotes some sort of healthy benefit.
Well, in fact, fish oil, like all other polyunsaturated fatty acids, are prone to oxidation. And if you take in large amounts of fish oil, it has been shown that this increases levels of MDA, and this is a marker of not inflammation, but oxidation, and it's a toxic constituent in your system, and this may in fact hurt you. And for example, there's a study that came out in 2009, which showed that in fact increased intake of fish oil, in this case EPA, increased these oxidation products and led to significant damage. So there are other studies, especially important maybe for your listeners, which have been done in athletes who have consumed fish oil supplements in relatively moderate doses, about 3 to 5 of those standard fish oil caps, and these showed similar results that with the fish oil or the EPA and DHA in your bloodstream being oxidized, you suffer from oxidative damage, although you actually wanted to prevent exactly that from happening.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Here's what we have to do. We have to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the pros and cons of fish oil so that people can weigh out for themselves whether or not they want to use it and how much they should use. We're talking today with Adele, a.k.a. Professor Dr. Andro from Facebook. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you're listening to this show for the first time, bookmark us. You're going to want to come back. And just to show you that we love you, go to superhumanradio.com and get 2 free Quest protein bars sent to you. These are the finest protein bars available anywhere. High quality whey and milk protein, no sugar alcohols, and no added sugar. Get 2 full-size free Quest protein bars by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Quest protein bar banner ad. You don't pay for anything. They ship them to you for free just to get you to try them. And for those of you who will be at the Arnold, I will be at the Arnold with my executive producer, Elisa Profumo, who, by the way, mentioned for me to say hello to Professor Dr. Andro. And she's looking.
Hello, Elisa.
And she's looking for your arrival in the United States to replace me as the host of the show so she can co-host the show with you. So we may have to arrange that in the near future. Anyway. I have to make an announcement. I actually told Professor Adele this during the break. Professor Philip Filimonov, who is in the UK, who has planned to do the second half of our show today on peptides, just sent me an email saying that his daughter had a terrible accident and he cannot leave her bedside at the hospital. He knows I will understand. We all understand. Absolutely. Very, very sorry. Our hearts go out to him. Our prayers go out to him. Hope his daughter has a speedy recovery from whatever it was. And he said, my apologies to your audience for the trouble that this has caused. And I promise you that I will do the show next week. So sorry once again, Professor Filimonov. So unfortunately, we will not be doing the peptide show today. But we will do it next week sometime once I am able to establish an interview time and date with Professor Philip Filimonov. So that means we'll have Professor Dr. Andro here longer, and he's going to answer some of the questions that have been asked to him on Facebook later in the show. But we're going to carry on the discussion about fish oil first. Okay, so right now we're confused. I mean, people, I'm confused. I've been a big proponent of fish oil. For a long time, I took copious amounts of it, literally drank 2 to 3 ounces of it of a day until I found out that that may have been too high and may have had negative effects on both the blood thinning side and the complete suppression of inflammation, which is necessary. So I backed off to the standard 2 tablespoons a day, which gives me about 3 grams of DHA, which apparently seems to be the target in most of the research. But I'm confused now. Should I stop taking my fish oil entirely? Should I take less of it? What do I do?
Well, to to be honest, I cannot give you any advice. What I can do is, and what I want to do is to present some facts so that you can decide on your own. And for example, there is a 2010 review from a Norwegian scientist, Arnesen, who reviews three different studies. One is called the SHOT study, which was the first one done in Norway on long-term, that is 1 year supplementation at 3.4 gram fish oil a day. And this would be similar to what you are taking now. And this showed a reduced occlusion rate in patients with prior atherosclerotic heart disease. But then there were two follow-up studies where, as we humans tend to do, the scientists thought, well, if 3.4 gram work fine, then maybe a little more will work even better. And the second one is called the CARP study, where the patients got 5.1 gram per day for 6 months, and this produced even negative effects. That means that the patients suffered from more recurrent heart diseases than patients receiving placebo. And this was quite shocking for the scientists. And first of all, they thought that this might in fact be to the aforementioned increase in oxidation from the PUFAs, or the polyunsaturated fatty acids, in the bloodstream. And if that were the case, they speculated that supplementation with alpha-tocopherol, that is vitamin E, would solve this problem. But in fact, in a third study, again done with 5.1 gram per day, vitamin E had no effect on this negative net effect on heart or other atherosclerosis in these patients.
Okay, what about omega-3's supposed effects on cholesterol values? Now, you are a big proponent of not looking at cholesterol and just looking at HDL and LDL, but you like to focus on the subfractions as well as the what is it called? Apoprotein A. Yeah, and E and a little A and little E and all that. What are the benefits of fish oil or its component of omega-3 on profiles of lipids?
Well, interestingly, this also seems to be dose-dependent. For example, with low doses, especially of DHA, there seems to be a light reduction in LDL cholesterol. But especially if you use higher doses of EPA and DHA combined, you will see in especially in the EPA groups of a study done in 1997 already, that LDL does not decrease but increase. And what's even worse is that HDL decreased and the apolipoprotein A1 decreased. And this lipoprotein is responsible for transporting the cholesterol out of the arterial wall and thus prevents plaque from forming. So, in fact, if you use very high doses of EPA, you endanger yourself of getting even more plaque. And interestingly, there are studies which show that if you already have plaque, then EPA protects the plaque from breaking down.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
And it sounds awkward, but it does so by stabilizing the plaque because it protects them from your own immune system. That immune system that is it protects you or the plaque from being attacked by the macrophages. And so the arterial wall won't break, but you still have the stenosis.
So what's a better way to address healthy lipid levels? If wait, well, let me back up. When we talk about fish oil, we're really talking about omega-3s, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, but we're calling it fish oil because that seems to be the preferential way that people get their omega-3s in this day and age.
Yeah, the problem with omega-3s or alpha-lipoic acid, linoleic acid, is that it must be converted in your body to EPA and DHA, of which we today think that they are the magic bullet when it comes to combating heart disease and obesity, etc., etc.
Okay. And so what is a better way to address healthy lipids and also reducing plaque buildup in the arteries?
Well, in fact, you would have to start earlier, I think. You would have to prevent obesity in the first place, and this is by exercising and making the right dietary choices. If you listen to the people that buy into the paleo thinking, I would say it, you often hear that the main problem is that we are getting too much omega-6 and too little omega-3. Well, that's right, but does that mean that we just have to take more omega-3 to solve this problem? Probably not. We are getting too much polyunsaturated fatty acids overall. So the way to go would be to reduce the omega-6 fatty acids and to eat... maybe slightly increase your intake in omega-3s. And what I think would be a good way to do this is to just consume fish instead of unhealthy other foods, or to eat grass-fed beef, which has been shown to be higher in omega-3s and lower in omega-6s than the beef of conventionally raised cows.
Yeah, and I'm a big proponent of that. And whenever I have an opportunity to eat grass-fed beef, usually the person at the restaurant, I'll ask them if they know what the benefits of grass-fed beef are, and I'll explain that it has the same omega-3 to omega-6 ratios as salmon. So, I mean, you can get your omega-3s in a healthy way without even eating fish, which is a whole nother issue. We're going to be doing something on Casual Friday, which happens on Thursday, about the quality of fish that's being sold through commercial venues today. It's shocking. It's shocking.
And what's interesting as well is that your body obviously assembles the omega-3s from fish in a very different way when compared to fish oil supplements, because there are studies that show that you get an increase, or the increase in EPA and DHA in your blood is about 2 times or from 2 to 9 times as high when you consume the same amount of EPA and DHA from fish than if you use a fish oil capsule. So you would have to take 9 fish oil capsules with what each 1 gram of fish oil to achieve the same benefits you would get from 1 gram of fish oil in a real fish.
Wow. So there's another reason to eat whole foods. Well, you know, and this is amazing to me, because we always think that we're smarter than nature. And it's always interesting that companies, pharmaceutical companies, supplement companies, when they find something that works, they try to isolate the one component. But we keep forgetting that there are synergistic effects of the other components in whole foods that we don't even know about. We have to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to try to get back on timeline here, because we kind of got off time with when we started the show. So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking today with Adele, all the way from Germany, a.k.a. Professor Dr. Andrew, as you know him on Facebook. His blog is called Supversity, correct? Supversity.com?
With double P, SUPP, and university as in a university.
Right, like almost like supplement university, making a word out of supplement. Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. He always has great information on his blog. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Yeah, There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you're not already my Facebook friend, friend me. Go to Facebook and search for Carl Lanore, L-A-N-O-R-E, so you can get updates on the show and meet some of the most intelligent people in the world who all convene on my wall to share information about nutrition, longevity, strength and conditioning. It all happens right there on my Facebook page. My Facebook page is more valuable than most of the magazines you're paying $5 and $6 for. Don't waste the money. Become a friend of mine. That's all. My guest today happens to be one of those intelligent people who probably will end up hosting my show someday. We know him lovingly as Professor Dr. Andro. His real first name is Adele, and we're talking about fish oil. So let me ask you a question, Adele.
Yeah.
Is it possible, first of all, this is a two-part question. Is it possible, first of all, to get through any portion of life without developing plaque in your arteries, do you think?
Well, I assume it ain't possible. In fact, it's part of the normal processes that there is some kind of inflammation or some low inflammation. And until now, I think we do not really understand why a plaque formation occurs, because there was an interesting theory by by the guy, the vitamin C guy. What was his
oh,
name?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, now I'm going to forget his name. I was just talking about him the other day. It'll come to me in a second. Yeah, go ahead.
The Nobel Prize laureate.
Right.
Well, everybody knows who we are talking about.
Yes,
but,
yes.
His theory was that somewhere in the course of evolution, mankind developed this cholesterol plaque as a protection for the endothelial.
Linus Pauling. Linus Pauling.
Yeah, Linus Pauling.
There you go.
If you are vitamin C deficient, you need something else to protect the cell lines. And he came up with the idea that we developed this mechanism of, a cholesterol layer on the endothelial cells to protect them. And I don't know if that's true, but I'm a big proponent of thinking out of the box and imagining that the things our body does, they all have a reason. And this would be a reason which later on now comes haunting us.
Yeah. Here's the reason I ask you that is this. From what you've just said moments ago, it would lead one to believe that possibly if someone happened to be and unknowingly not developed any plaque or significant amounts of plaque in their body up until the age of whatever, 40, let's say, that they started to now increase their intake of fish oil because that is the mantra of the vitamin industry today, that person could actually predispose themselves to plaque buildup.
They could, yeah, because they would change their HDL-LDL fractions, and they could increase the influx of cholesterol into the endothelium and thus increase the risk of plaque formation. And at the same time, the EPA would protect the plaque from being broken down.
Exactly. And that's what I was getting at. On top of that, you're not only could you potentially build more plaque, but you could also protect what plaque has already been built.
Yeah, but what one must mention as well is every time the plaque breaks down, you have sort of wounds in the cell line, and this is actually what ruptures the endothelium. So in a way, it's EPA is in fact protective because what really hurts you and what causes acute heart disease is the rupture of those of the plaque that is built up, or the rupture of the endothelial cells that are in the layer above the plaque.
Yeah.
And so you cannot say that EPA is totally destructive or would hurt you, but in fact you might ask yourself if your body does not have a mechanism to handle the plaque, if it does not build up too much. So maybe to a certain degree you can your body could cope with the plaque, and EPA would prevent him from doing so.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing at all. Do you, just out of curiosity, do you take fish oil?
Well, in fact, I'm currently on a no fish oil experiment because after reading very much from the paleo crowd, I began to supplement with fish oil again, and I felt not quite right. I don't know why. Maybe it is also due to the supplement I used. Maybe we can talk about that later. I just bought the cheapest one I could get.
Which one did you buy?
It's from a bulk supplier over here in Europe. But people won't know it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I use Carlson's, as you know, because you even put that in the information that you saw, that you sent to me. Is Carlson's considered a cheap fish oil?
I think it's rather one of the more expensive ones.
Oh, okay, good, okay.
But what I think is a little critical about Carlson is that it has a flavor to it. So normally you can taste when your fish oil goes off, when it's rancid, because it tastes awful. And if you have a strong flavor in your fish oil, you won't be able to taste that. And I must say, the fish oil I took, I'm someone who always chews on the caps he takes because he wants to taste what what he's taking in.
Right.
And it did not taste rancid, but in fact it made me feel drowsy and not quite right. And so about 2 weeks ago I stopped taking it cold turkey, as you might say, and I think I feel better now. This might be coincidentally, but what I certainly can say is that I've lost a lot of water. And water retention usually is a sign of inflammation.
Inflammation, right, exactly. That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it makes sense if you take into consideration that superfluous polyunsaturated fatty acids cause inflammation. If they keep floating around in your body, they are oxidized, and this will cause inflammation.
Okay, let's do this. Adele, hold on to this thought. We have to take a break, and then we'll be on time for the rest of the show. Let's take
this one break.
I want to talk to you about some symptoms that I developed when I was taking very, very high levels of fish oil that had to do with an arrhythmia in my heart. My heart rate changed, and I want to speculate on why that may happen. We're talking today with Adele, a.k.a. Professor Dr. Andro. We're talking about fish oils and omega-3s. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you're just tuning in, the second half of the show has had to be put on hold. Professor Philip Filimonov, who lives in the UK, his daughter had an accident, and he cannot leave her bedside to do the interview today. But he promised that he would do the interview next week, and apologize to all the listeners out there who were tuning in today specifically to hear about the different peptides, dosing, and so on and so forth on CJC 1295, GHRP, and PT-141, which I'm really interested in learning more about because it appears to be the only legitimate male and female active peptide that causes a rise in libido, more so for women than men. The rise in female libido from this aphrodisiac occurs for 3 days in women and only a day in men. So anyway, we'll do that show next week, I promise. I'm anxious to hear it too. But right now we're talking to Professor Dr. Andro. Real name is Adele, and we're talking about omega-3s and fish oils. You know, I spent a lot of time on a board called Mind and Muscle. Before it was called Mind and Muscle, it was Avent Labs, and some of the most intelligent people in the world dwell on that board. Are you familiar with that board, Adele?
Yes, I'm an Avent member.
Oh, okay.
Every day.
Okay. And I was introduced to the concept of fish oil causing changes in heart rhythm probably 8 years ago on that board, and I was not a fish oil taker at that time. But one of the things that I did notice, that when I was taking high doses of fish oil, I did notice a propensity for preventricular contractions. And there are several theories on why this happens. Are you familiar with this effect of high-dose fish oil on the heart? And if so, what is...
That fish oil is purported to contradict arterial problems with the heart, and especially with the heart rate. There are studies or investigations done with fish oil to counter these effects. But in fact, this brings me to another point I wanted to make, that high-dose fish oil supplementation may also alter the fatty acid composition in your tissue. And I don't know if you still remember TTA. That was a synthetic TEA fatty acid that was all the hype a few years ago, and it was in nearly every fat burner. And
right.
This stuff was supposed to increase fat oxidation. And it has been shown to reduce omega-6 fatty acids and increase omega-3 fatty acids in the heart of rats. And this went along with a different excitability differences in the heart muscle. And I think if you take very high dose fish oil, you might produce similar effects.
Yeah, and I believe this. There was another person on Mind and Muscle that once postulated that the reason for the cardiac rhythm changes as a result of high-dose fish oil was that fish oil somehow stimulated some sort of a change in adrenal hormone production, that it increased adrenaline, for instance, you know, epinephrine, norepinephrine production. I don't remember how he came to this conclusion, but I'm just curious if you see any linkage between the two.
Well, preparing for this show, I have done some research in the adrenal connection, because the main symptom I was experiencing was a sort of fatigue, and so I thought maybe it does influence the HPTA, or the adrenal axis, but there are no conclusive studies, and there are even studies which show that does the exact opposite. So it does reduce cortisol, for example, but not in a way that could explain my tiredness, and this would also not explain your heart problems.
Right.
So I cannot really say how this is related, but there is a rather recent study where the scientists tried to prove that, in fact, fish oil is beneficial in these cases, and these scientists speculate that somehow it modulates calcium channels.
Oh.
And this would explain your problems if it does modulate calcium channels in a way that it is not supposed to do.
Right, right. Interesting, interesting. Now, who is the global organization for EPA and DHA omega-3?
Well, there is no real global organization, but there is a Council for Responsible Nutrition, which is now called the global organization for EPA and DHA, and in fact this is just a conglomerate of different companies who have developed a standard that includes testing procedures for peroxide values and for and of course
purity purity.
Yeah, purity, of course. Yeah, and they defined their own standards based on some European guidelines, and all the members of this organization they test or they submit a part of their production to well, let's say independent testing, that is testing by a company that is paid by the companies themselves.
Right.
And among the members are well-known manufacturers such as Nordic Naturals, Carlson, Barleans, that's a brand that is sold by Less. Many of the most well-known fish oil supplement companies are members of these GOAD. And what is pretty interesting is I've done some research on who else is on the board of this organization, and if you look at the structure, then at the top, that is at the chair, there was until last week a guy called Federico Tripodi, and guess what? That is a member, or he works for Monsanto. Rings a bell, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also in the chair is David Shannon from Croda. Croda is a company I did not know before, but this is the self-proclaimed world leader in specialty chemicals. And this brings me to the topic again that natural foods sometimes, or I think almost always, are better because this fish oil is highly processed. Until it hits the market, and there are several steps where chemicals are involved, and in fact, the higher the EPA-DHA level in your fish oil is, the more likely is it that they use a lot of chemicals and strange processes to refine the oil, to get the other omega-3s and other fatty acids out, and to just leave EPA and DHA back.
You know, it's amazing. The higher the concentration, the higher the processing, basically, because it's not a natural concentration. But this leads me to this whole issue about the quality of fish today. Isn't the quality of fish oil hampered by the quality of fish in general?
Well, one would assume so, but after all those chemical processes, there is no fish left in stuff you're ingesting. So I think the quality of the fish is not that important anymore.
Okay. All right. We have to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to answer some questions also on some – we're going to talk about some things that are actually on Facebook. We'll summarize what we're talking about here with fish oil, and then we're going to get on to some other really interesting subject matter. I want to talk about – your most recent blog post, okay, Adele? The one about soy, because you know I'm so against soy, and I love this blog post. We're talking today with, we affectionately know him as Professor Dr. Andrew on Facebook. His real name is Adele. We're talking to him from Germany. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet,
planet, Primordial Performance comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been
welcome gone. Back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, Adele, first thing I want to do is I want to summarize. What do you want people to take away from this discussion about fish oil today? And if not fish oil, omega-3s in general, because let's face it, people are getting omega-3s in non-fish originating supplements. So I think it's supplementing with omega-3s that we're really talking about here, right?
Well, in fact, that's right, yeah. And I think the most important thing you should remember is that although people have told you all your life that fat is bad, saturated fat, especially saturated fat, is not bad, and omega-3s are not bad as well. All things have two sides. They're in excess, they may become bad, and omega-3s may become bad as well. And if you ask me if you should supplement with omega-3s, I would say if you're not eating fish, or if you are even vegetarian who has been shown to be deficient in omega-3s, it would be a good idea to supplement a low dose so that you get about 1.5 gram of EPA and DHA combined. Or what you could do as well is that you go ahead and buy a supplement which is EPA only. Because it has been shown that your body has difficulties to convert ALA, that is alpha-linoic acid, to EPA, but it does have even more difficulties to convert the EPA to the DHA. And so if you are really deficient, then you probably are deficient in DHA. And it has also been shown that your body has the ability to reconvert the DHA you supplement to EPA if it needs it. And if you ask me, it's always a good idea to supplement stuff that your body can convert when he needs it. And in this case, this is possible, so you should use a DHA supplement. And there are several newer generation omega-3 products on the market which are derived from algae. And these algae DHA supplements have also been shown to be less prone to oxidation. And my personal opinion is that this may be due to natural antioxidants that are present in the algae that are either not present in fish oil or have been removed in the course of the processing, because that is what the producers do. They process the fish oil and take out the toxic vitamin A and vitamin D. We have talked about this in previous shows. And then they add vitamin E back in. But in fact, the vitamin E does not really protect the fish oil from oxidation. There's been an older study where chemists have looked at the protective effects of different tocopherols, and they found that alpha tocopherol, which is what we normally know as vitamin E, is the least protective, and delta tocopherol, of which you normally hear nothing, is really protective and protect fish oil pretty well against oxidation.
What about, and when we're not even discussing the tocotrienols, which are seem to be have a more profound effect than the tocopherols?
Well, the tocotrienols have a very profound effect in your body, but I don't know, and I have not seen any studies on their effect when it comes to conservation of fish oil. But let me briefly check. I have some figures here. If you look at the oxidation rate, if you add alpha tocopherol, your fish oil, if you have it at 20 degrees Celsius and it's exposed to oxygen, of course, then it's going off within 5 days, while if you add delta tocopherol at the same concentration, it's still fine after 2 weeks.
Interesting, interesting. Okay. I want to move on from omega-3s for a moment. And I want to give the I didn't give the complete address for your website. So it is a blogspot.com website. It's Supversity, SUPPVERSITY .blogspot.com for those of you who want to look for it. The as many of you know, I am a huge proponent against the sale of soy products in the United States as food products. I've even appeared on someone else's radio show recently, and he asked me to do an interview, and he said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, I'll come on the show on the one condition. I want to talk about the dangers of soy. And he had to get his producer and the station manager involved and make sure that I could talk about the things I wanted to talk about, and they did let me on. I am trying to spread the word, A, that the soy we have here in the United States is not the same soy that is used in Asia, which is fermented soy devoid of the amount of endocrine-disrupting phytoestrogens in them that we claim are so beneficial here in the United States. And B, that soy really needs to be treated like a drug, because it is. If a supplement company introduces a product that looks and smells and acts like testosterone, the government steps in and takes that product off the market. And if I wanted to sell estrogen to people, women, without a prescription, I can't do that. It has to be prescribed. But yet we can give babies soy formula that raises their effective estrogen levels 20,000 times that of a normal baby's estrogen levels. And no one pays attention to this. And no one even cares. And the analogy I gave on a recent show was, if I had a baby and I decided to rub my wife's hormone cream on that baby every day, a milliliter of Biest, I would have that baby taken away from me by Child Protective Services for abuse. On top of the fact that I could go to jail for administering an unprescribed drug. Yet, I could give my baby soy formula and effectively do the same thing as rubbing that cream on them. Actually, I'm wrong. It would be like me rubbing the baby's entire skin surface with that cream. So I am really opposed to soy. I'm vocally opposed to soy. I want people to avoid soy. And the real problem is many of us don't even realize we're getting soy when we buy products that have textured vegetable protein in it. And when that is, in fact, soy. Well, Adele has a recent blog post. Tell me about this blog post, From Subclinical to Full-Blown Hypothyroidism by Soy Supplementation.
Well, basically, scientists from the UK found in a study where they investigated the positive effects of soy, of which all you all know that the soy is healthy, and especially women tend to believe that soy is the best thing they can eat on Earth, and it's heart healthy. And they wanted to see how these heart-healthy effects influence especially people who have already have elevated TSH levels. That is, they have not clinical hypothyroidism, but preclinical hypothyroidism. And they gave those patients a soy supplement with either a normal dose of phytoestrogens or one that was enhanced and had 15 milligrams of soy phytoestrogens. And to their surprise, not so much to my surprise, these poor patients developed a full-blown clinical hypothyroidism who were before, they were not normal, but they still could live without thyroid hormone replacement therapy.
And that's just from 15 milligrams?
15 milligrams of soy phytoestrogen, yeah.
Now, is there any estimation that you can give me? Have you looked at any products to ascertain the amount of soy phytoestrogens that may be found in some over-the-counter or food products out there?
No, I can't tell you that. But what I know is that they had the standard protein supplement, which had lower numbers, and they had this supplement which was enriched. And I think that many of those products that claim to be extra heart healthy are enriched in phytoestrogens as well. But I can't tell you that for sure. I would have to look that up.
Well, actually, that whole discussion was made on Dr. Connolly's show, and he disputed the whole heart-healthy claim and shot holes in their study. I can't speak to what he said because, obviously, his dissertation is much more sophisticated than my mind can work. But he pointed out that when they looked at the study and the components of the study, he actually felt that it was the amount of soy that was given was so small as compared to the amount of soy people get in their diet, that it did not correlate to the claims that were being made. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about soy. I'm going to look and see what I can find on the internet about the quantity of phytoestrogen in foods. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I will do the same. I will check. Maybe I find some.
Okay. And you can learn more. I learn a lot, actually, by visiting Adele's blog. Those of you who know him affectionately as Professor Dr. Andro, by going to Supversity, supversity.blogspot.com. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out
GetDS.com.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Professor Dr. Andro. His real name is Adele. Right now we're talking about soy products because his most recent blog post indicates that as little as 15 milligrams of soy isoflavones can actually potentially make someone hypothyroid. And you can read his information by going to his blog, which is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. Okay, I dug up a couple things of interest. Did you find anything interesting?
Well, I think 16 milligrams is, in fact, a relatively high dose. In a normal soy product that has not been specially processed, there are per 100 gram only microgram values, or 0.2 milligram of isoflavones. That's what I found in my short research. And in the study, I just checked it. The placebo they provided was 30 gram of soy protein with 2 milligram of phytoestrogens. Maybe that is a normal amount of phytoestrogens.
Yeah, so, but you know what, Adele. First of all, we know that soy protein isolates and soy that is made for specific reasons is processed. Just the way you said before, the way fish oil is processed to render a higher ratio of DHA and EPA through processing, we know that a lot of the soy products we eat today are heavily processed.
Well, in fact, that's what I expected, but it's difficult to find something specific.
Yes.
Maybe you come up with some interesting figures.
Well, It's interesting that on the Wikipedia page for soy, which obviously was at least contributed to by the soy industry, they claim in one paragraph that the estrogenic substances show weak activity. And in another paragraph, they say that women with breast cancer should be aware of the risks of potential tumor growth, which was shown in studies due to the phytoestrogens that promote breast cancer in animal cell lines. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, nah, it really doesn't do anything, and then say, yeah, but in some studies it definitely showed to produce tumor growth.
Yeah, that's interesting. And they also cite from a study where they say that, interestingly, in Western populations it does not work, but in Eastern populations it reduces risk of breast cancer. So this is one of those results that is just interpreted the way you like it.
Well, also there should be there's polymorphisms at work here. We know that drug companies that test pharmaceutical drugs in India, for instance, don't get the same results than as they do in Europe or in America. So you have polymorphisms to the metabolism of different agents.
Okay.
And.
Well, I think there's much to learn about those phytoestrogens, but in general, there's nothing good about them, especially in view of the fact that they are hormone-like substances, and you are messing up your own hormonal system by consuming these.
Well, we're all in up in arms for BPA, bisphenol A, and phthalates and their potential endocrine disrupting effects. Yet we consume an endocrine disruptor readily and happily without any thought to what it's doing to our endocrine system, and that's soy products.
That's quite interesting, and it's all marketing.
Exactly. And the other thing I want to point out is the fact that in the case of soy products in general, we are using these products today as a food source. But I want to give you a thought. I want to give you something to chew on here. The first person to teach me about an anti-nutrient in food or nature's pesticides was Dr. Lauren Cordain when he explained the evolution of the lectin in beans, for instance. Yeah. And I never gave much thought to this, but I thought, wow, that's amazing. Potatoes have something in them that is designed to keep the natural enemy of potatoes at bay so that the potato can survive. These are the effects of thousands and thousands and thousands of years of evolutionary selection pressure. And it is thought that the phytoestrogens in soy are actually the result of thousands of years of evolutionary selection pressure. The soy's attempt to rid itself of its natural enemies, animals that would eat the soy, was to increase the production of these phytoestrogens. And the reason for that is that when animals eat high amounts of soy, their litters drop. The males and females have endocrine disruptions that cause them not to procreate as frequently. What better way to wipe out a natural enemy than to keep it from having babies? So This was first suggested to me, and he was not the originator of this. He had heard it before at a seminar. But Dr. Connolly was the first one to say to me, you know, we look at soy and the phytoestrogens as some benefit for us to take advantage of nature, but nature's intention may not have been to benefit anyone. It may have been to poison them with it, to keep them from being the natural predator. And we have a greater degree of male hypogonadism today than ever before. Now, I'm not saying it's all soy. There are lots of endocrine disruptors out there. There's no doubt about it. But soy is one of them that we readily open our mouth and put it in our mouth ourselves.
Yeah.
So.
And guess what? I've found a study where we have actual values from contents of food that are consumed in Canada. And there's a list of soy products like bacon bits, miso paste, soybean sprouts, et cetera, et cetera. And then we have a mean per 100 gram, and this is 19 milligram of isoflavones. is the mean, and there is stuff like tofu, which has 27 milligrams. That is more than the amount used in the study per 100 gram, and you could easily eat 100 gram of tofu and thus disrupt your risk becoming hypothyroid. And soybeans have, they have 103 milligrams per 100 gram.
Yes. Actually, it's funny you're saying that now. Dominique Lest said he sent me this link a few weeks back, and this is actually on Dr. William Wong, who's been a guest on the show, on his website, Phytoestrogens in Food Sources. Content, micrograms per 100 grams, approximately 4 ounces. Flaxseed is the worst offender. 379 milligrams, right? Wait, 379,380 micrograms per 100 grams. So that would mean 379 milligrams, right?
300,000, yeah.
Okay, 103,920 micrograms per 100 grams. So that means 103 milligrams in 100 grams or 4 ounces of soy.
Yeah, I can confirm this data. It's in the table here too, yeah.
Now tofu, which is a fermented soy product, correct? Tofu is a fermented soy? I'm trying, oh no, or tempeh is. Tofu is not.
I'm not an expert at soy products. I'm sorry, because I don't consume anything that has been near soy.
But, I mean, think about this. I mean, there's people who are sitting down at Chinese restaurants and Asian restaurants eating edamame like as though it's some nouveau cuisine. And for every 4 ounces of edamame they eat, they're getting 103 milligrams of estrogen.
Well, they don't think about it, I think. They don't know about it, and many people probably don't even want to know about it.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. That's all I can say. I mean, but flaxseed is the worst offender. Holy mackerel. But then again, we're not feeding babies flaxseed-made milk. So my issue is with baby formula, really, if it comes right down to it. That's really my issue. Okay. Other things that are on your blog, would you like to discuss some other things that are on your blog that have raised discussion on Facebook?
Well, maybe we could discuss what Kevin Johnson asked concerning yesterday's show. Because
okay.
He was inquiring about supplementation with zinc. And what I found quite intriguing is... that, of course, everybody who is into physical culture and bodybuilding knows zinc, because we all know that it's supposed to reduce aromatase enzyme and to increase testosterone. But with every single of these micronutrients, if you supplement them, you are at risk of creating imbalances. And what I said to Kevin here on Facebook is that when he's supplementing with zinc, he should watch whether he's also getting enough copper. And when I posted about the possible negative consequences of high zinc and low copper, which is, for example, low HDL and high LDL, we come back to the topic from the previous hour, then he answered that his last blood test did in fact show that his HDL had gone down while his LDL had risen, and he has been taking 30 milligrams of zinc for the last couple of months and was now speculating that this might be due to an imbalance between zinc and copper. And this is the same as the imbalance between omega-3s and omega-6s. If you start supplementing anything, you suddenly get into a vicious circle where if you are taking A, you must take B to counter this. And if you are taking A and B, well, then you also need C. And this comes back to what you said before. We always think we are smarter than our bodies and smarter than nature. And all those supplements, well, I have a blog that has supplements in its title, and I must confess that I'm a supplement addict myself. with time, I'm coming to realize that it's not always the best idea to take every supplement you can find, regardless whether there is a study that shows some benefits, because you always risk that there are some side effects that have either not been investigated, or that you are the only person to experience the side effects, or your special situation or the other nutrients or whatever you're eating causes some interactions and you are experiencing side effects. So whatever supplement you take, you would actually have to know that you need it. And this comes back to the vitamin D discussion. Do I need additional vitamin D? Yes or no? I've posted a study, I think it was last week or at the weekend, that investigated the effect of real supplemental vitamin D on serum levels. And they found that most people in this particular study needed over 9,000 IU of supplemental vitamin D to get in the range of sufficiency, and not even in the range where you may experience benefits in terms of cancer protection. And it would be easy to interpret that you, Carl, need 10,000 IU every day.
And that's what I take.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a straightforward interpretation, but it could be that you already have, due to whatever reasons, extraordinarily high levels, or that even 10,000 is far too much, far too little to increase your levels. So this, again, comes back to the issue of testing, and I myself must say I'm not testing everything, every level of micronutrient before I supplement, because it's just too expensive. And in some cases, such as zinc and copper, for example, you have the problem that serum levels are not really, they do not give you the whole picture. For example, you can have low serum copper and high tissue levels. There is a pathological state that is called Wilson's disease, and this is if you have very high tissue levels of copper. And in fact, if you take if you measure copper in serum, then there is too little.
Well, and that's the reason why I don't take fish oil by itself anymore. I actually take cod liver oil and supplement with a little extra D to get that ratio that I'm looking for. I take 40,000 units of vitamin A a day and 10,000 units of vitamin D every day. And I have to, in order for me to do that, I actually have to add 6,000 IUs of D, because because the cod liver oil that I use is actually 10 to 1. So it's only 4,000 IUs of D for every 40,000 IUs of A. But I take a whole cod liver oil. I take this fermented cod liver product from Green Pastures. And it's got so much else in it. I mean, it's not a highly processed product. If anything, it's probably what you can consider a whole food cod liver oil, because it's got everything in it that was in the cod's liver. Nothing has been removed. We're going to take our last commercial break, and we're going to wrap it up. We're talking today with Adele, a.k.a. Professor Dr. Andrew. You can go to his blog and increase your IQ on a daily basis by visiting Supversity, SUPPVERSITY. .blogspot.com. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're wishing Professor Philip Filimonov and his family all the best. His daughter had an accident, and he is unable to do the show today about peptides. I think we're going to try to rebook it for this coming Monday. That'd be a great way to start the week. I know I'm interested in PT-141. And so we hope him, wish his family all the best, hope everything works out, and hopefully we'll have him on for Monday to continue that show. In the meantime, my good friend from Germany, Adele, Professor Dr. Andro, has stepped in and really carried the whole hour and a half so far all by himself with lots of great information. Adele, before we end the show, I got a question for you. Are you familiar with peptides at all?
No, not really. That okay. is a topic I have not investigated yet. But if you have your guest next week, ask him if it's possible to take peptides orally or via nasal inhalation, because this is something I've read on Mind and Muscle a few weeks ago, and I've asked myself if this is either a good idea or even a possibility to do so.
You know, it's amazing to me because there are several peptides that are being delivered nasally. One of them is PT-141. That's one of them that's being experimented with right now because it is in the research stages. And it is a very powerful female aphrodisiac. In fact, there is evidence that it really works much better in women than it does in men. Yeah, it works for 3 days in women. 3 days, their libido has a dramatic increase. Where with men, it only lasts maybe 18 to 20 hours, supposedly.
Let's hope it's not like DAA, D-aspartic acid. Which yeah. works only in some people and not in others.
Well, there you go. But I mean,
If it does work, I could see guys taking a small insulin syringe and injecting their wives while they're sleeping.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they don't take that advice from me, but I mean, it's not advice, but I mean, I mean, if you have a wife who, you know, is lost her libido, this could be her answer. She could try something like this and bring it back. So we'll be doing that show, and then we'll be talking about GHRP, which is actually in the ghrelin family, growth hormone releasing peptide. The body usually produces it when you're hungry, and it stimulates growth hormone production. And GHRP6 and GHRP2 are very popular. We'll be talking about those, and we'll be talking about CJC1295, which is a long-acting growth hormone-releasing hormone that actually has a 7 to 8 day half-life. Now, while it has a 7 to 8 day half-life, it actually has to be injected every 3 days because it drops off dramatically after about 3 days, but it attaches itself to the albumin in the blood and stays active that way.
Do you think it's a good idea to have constantly elevated growth hormone levels?
Well, interestingly enough, here's how it works. I mean, growth hormone is pulsatile.
Yeah,
In men, it pulses every 3 hours, and in women, it pulses every 1.5 hours. But women do not see the benefits from growth hormone that men do because they have a much more complex mosaic of the growth hormone receptor, which, interestingly enough, also allows estrogen to dock in it and block the uptake of growth hormone. And this may speak to why women don't see the same results that men do with growth hormone. But nonetheless, growth hormone levels have both a trough and a peak. CJC 1295 just increases the trough. It raises the trough. So you still have the pulsatile nature of growth hormone. It's just that the baseline becomes elevated. So
what scientists would say, you increase the area under the calf. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And that's why growth hormone, that's why CJC 1295 and GHRP work so well together. If you use GHRP to stimulate or mimic the pulse and then raise the trough using CJC 1295, the overall result is profound. I used it back in 2008, 2009. And I saw dramatic changes in my body that were really faster and more profound than that of growth hormone. Now, the only thing that you have to be careful about, we'll talk about this with Professor Filimonov, is that growth hormone releasing hormone in and of itself has a intrinsic growth effect as well that has been attributed to the growth of certain cancers. So in other words, the growth hormone releasing hormone by itself has been shown to stimulate the growth of certain types of tumors. And if you're prone to these types of tumors, you wouldn't want to have elevated growth hormone releasing hormone floating around your body in 7 and 8 day intervals. That's the one thing that you have to.
What about these bloated abdomens you see on some of the professional bodybuilders?
You don't necessarily get that, but you have to remember growth hormone CJC 1295 and GHRP 2 or 6. Are never, ever, ever going to create the effects of frank growth hormone supplementation at the doses that bodybuilders are using, which quite often is over 10 IUs a day.
Okay, I see.
So you should not see the distended stomach, which Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale has a whole different theory on the distension that occurs with growth hormone. He says it's not the growth hormone's fault. It's actually the increase in... But I guess he says it's not directly effect of the growth hormone, but in fact, growth hormone's effect on glutamine, which obviously is very high in high protein diets, that glutamine is taken up by the intestines and the stomach tissue, where it is used profoundly and causes this increase in size, if you will, in water retention. And it goes away once you either cut your protein back to reasonable amounts or stop the growth hormone. But one would say that it's still an effective growth hormone. So, you know, I don't know. It's kind of splitting hairs.
Combined. Of a high glutamine intake and growth hormone supplementation.
Exactly. But anyway, we're doing that show with Dr. Filimonov, Professor Filimonov, next week. And he is actually going to speak about real-world dosing, the effects of these doses, everything that you could imagine to discuss about these agents, which need to be looked at especially from the average person, as opposed to growth hormone, because these are easier to get a hold of, and doctors can prescribe GHRPs, and so it's cheaper. I mean, it's like $25 for 5 milligrams, and you take like 125 micrograms one or two times a day to see its benefits. So we'll be talking about that next week and getting in deeper with that, obviously, and some real world applications. I also want to go on the record and say something. I don't believe that growth hormone is an anti-aging, quote unquote, anti-aging agent. I believe that it is an agent that can help mitigate some of the deleterious effects of aging, but it is not a longevity. Not a longevity drug, because transgenic rats that overproduce growth hormone have 2/3 of the lifespan of normal rats. And there is some recent research in midgets from Ecuador or pygmy midgets from Ecuador who are born without the ability to produce growth hormone, but they have very, 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 very long lifespans. And so there's some people, you know how it is. Epidemiologists go, when A happens in the presence of B, B must cause A, and that's not necessarily true. So, but there is some evidence that high growth hormone levels actually can shorten your lifespan. That's for sure.
Well, I think there are people who will accept this if their life is enjoyable. It's short but enjoyable. Or it's I'm of the opinion that it's not about how long in years you live, but how enjoyable these years are, and how flexible and how healthy you are in the years you are spending here on Earth. That's more important than that it is 100 or 150 years if you're just lying in bed and vegetating for 50 years. I guess this is not the life I would like to have.
No, absolutely. And that's why intelligently using growth hormone so that it mitigates some of the effects of aging but does not compromise longevity. 1 to 2 IUs a day, 5 days a week, which is the recommendation by A4M and is the recommendation that is upheld by most anti-aging / longevity doctors today, does not create the ultra-high levels that seem to cause a shortening of the lifespan, yet adequate amounts of growth hormone to the equivalent to that of when you were in your 30s, so that your body can continue to repair itself properly and deploy satellite cells and grow and all the benefits. So that, 1 to 2 IUs a day is adequate.
Yeah, so. And here we are back again at what we have started with, that more is not always better. More fish oil is not always better. More growth hormone is not always better. There is always a critical dose. And sometimes it's very difficult to estimate where this critical dose is.
Yes. And I just got confirmation back from Professor Filimonov. He is doing the show Monday at 1 o'clock. We will cover all of the GHRP, CJC, and PT-141, which is most interesting to me right now, on Monday's show. So he just confirmed that that's what we will be doing. So that's great. So we'll cover all that.
I hear you're pretty excited about that topic, aren't you?
Well, I like all the research on anything that increases libido because
I hope not for a specific reason.
No. Here's why. Because increasing libido makes people engaged with their significant others. It makes them court. A lot of the divorce that occurs in countries today usually occurs shortly after either the woman or the man or both start to go through cessation of sex hormones. And this is nature. This is the way nature planned it. I mean, the truth of the matter is, as an organism, we're designed to live and thrive up until the age of reproduction. Then we're supposed to reproduce, and then we're supposed to die. And we're not supposed to keep reproducing at 60 and 70. We're supposed to die and make room for the offspring that we're bringing into the world. And so anytime you can increase libido, you increase the quality of life for people in a relationship. Because when a man has a high libido and when a woman has a high libido and they want each other, they are kind to each other. They are considerate to each other. Because they are in that courting mode. They court. And when they lose libido, then they're not courting anymore. They're angry and they're miserable and they start separation and boom, everything falls apart. So I believe that anything that increases libido increases quality of life because, let's face it, one of the greatest joys in life is making love. I mean, you know, I mean, I can list all the joys in life, and one of them is one of the top one is making love. That's it. So that's why I like research into these agents that increase libido.
I understand, and I fully agree. That was no criticism from my side.
No, I know you were joking. I know that, and I make jokes about the same thing all the time, but. It really comes, you know, I went through a divorce that I probably wouldn't have gone through had I not been going through andropause at the same time that my ex-wife was going through menopause.
Yeah.
So it's sad, but it comes down, and people would argue this with me, but it comes down to chemical changes in the body sometimes. You know, that people are not willing to tolerate each other when they are always angry at each other. So yeah. That's it. Anyway, I want to thank you for doing the show today, Adele, Professor Dr. Andro. And I also want to thank you for contributing to the Facebook community with all of the wonderful science. You can learn more about his writings if you go to his blog, which is Supversity, supversity.blogspot.com. And you will come back on the show, correct?
Well, if you invite me again, I would love to.
Okay.
And I would like to invite everybody to join your Facebook page because I am there every day and try to answer some questions. And I think the discussions are getting better and better. It's not yet my muscle, but it's getting there.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you there. Thank you very much, Adele. Have a great day. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.